Page 52. Exercise 1. What's in a name? British teenagers Nina and Carl were planning a holiday in Australia. While they were browsing the web, they found tickets to Sydney for £740, a great price for tickets to Australia. Soon they were getting on an aeroplane to Sydney's sunny beaches. Or were they? Nina and Carl flew to Halifax, Canada, and waited for the next plane to Sydney. But when they saw the plane, they started to worry. It was very small, with places for only 25 people. "This plane can't fly all the way to Australia," Nina said. She was right. 45 minutes later, the plane was preparing to land in Sydney, Nova Scotia, in Canada. Nina and Carl aren't the only ones to make this mistake. Many places have got the same names. For example, there is Paris, France, and there's more than one Paris in the USA. There is a reason for this. When European explorers discovered new places, they often gave them names from their home countries. The British established Sydney in Australia and in Canada. They named both places after Lord Sydney, a famous politician in the 1780s.
Sydney, Australia. Established 1788. Population 4,500,000. Famous monument, Sydney Opera House. Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada. Established 1785. Population 24,115. Famous monument, a very large violin.